Hi there. The word for you today is on legalism or grace. In Hebrews 10, verse 10, reading from the Message, we were made fit by the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus. You know, rigid adherence to a list of do's and don'ts appeals to our pride and self-sufficiency. How? By fostering the myth that if we work hard enough, we can actually earn God's favor. That's fear-based thinking. And the Bible says, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, for fear has to do with punishment. Say, what does all that mean? Well, simply this, legalism is fear that God isn't big enough to forgive your sins, that unless you do the right thing in the right way at the right time, and do it perfectly, you're in trouble. John Walker writes, and I quote, that's a lie with the smell of hell all over it. When we fear making mistakes, we become timid and limit ourselves from living abundantly. We let analysis permeate our decisions as we lead quiet, desperate, anti-faith lives, afraid to move with the bold confidence that grace gives us to walk in uncertainty. Afraid of rejection. Speaking against works-based religion, Martin Luther said, and I quote, be a sinner and let your sins be strong, but let your trust in Christ be stronger. Rejoice in Christ, the victor over sin. No, Luther wasn't excusing sin. You say, what was he doing? He was restoring grace to its rightful place, affirming that nothing can separate us from God's love. He wasn't downgrading the law, he was upgrading grace. Grace means talking to God and listening for his voice when it would be easier just to consult the rule book. The truth is that when Jesus entered heaven to appear before God on our behalf, he freed us to have a relationship without God, without the fear of sin separating us. Now come on, how good is that?